who tonight we're going to discuss a topic that is not directly mentioned in the Parsha, but is tangentially comes about. It's really a pasuk that's later in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. But nevertheless, I think it's an important topic, especially since many people are not aware of such a mitzvah and such a prohibition in the Torah, and it's good to be made aware of things that perhaps we are not so familiar with. It's definitely going to be controversial in the sense that it does not fit with our modern Western values of how we often go about looking at the world. But that's okay, because this is the Torah and these are the mitzvos, and it's important to know the right way that a Jew should try to conduct themselves. It says in the beginning of the parasha, Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, he speaketh with such supplication and such lowliness to his brother Esav, please take my gift, because when I see your face, it's as if I'm seeing God, says Yaakov to Esav, and he is, you know, asking him with such supplication and such lowliness, and talking to him in such a lowly way and looking for flattery. Now the Gemara in Sotan Daf Mem Aleph tells us the following comments. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Marava v'yisemer Rav Shim ben Pazi mutar lahachnith l'Rishayim b'olam hazeh. You're allowed to flatter those who are wicked in this world. We've spoken in the past about the prohibition of Chanifa, flattering those who are Rishayim, and it gives a proof from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and then it says, Rabbi Shim ben Lakish Shomar, Rabbi Reish Lakish says, Mehacha, from this week's parsha we see, you're allowed to flatter somebody who is doing the wrong thing, who's a Rasha, as it says, Kiros Panai Elohim Batirtsani. It's as if seeing the face of an angel, as if we're seeing the face of God. And Yaakov flattered Esav by comparing to seeing him to have some sort of divine vision, which seems to be, you know, going a little bit far. And we want to talk tonight is just for a moment, how is that permissible for Yaakov to do that in light of the following halacha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says we cannot comment how beautiful a non-Jewish person is because of the Isser, as it says in Devarim. You can look it up in Devarim, Zion, Perek Zion, Pasuk Beis. The Torah says, Lo Sichanem. You cannot show favor to a non-Jew. Now, there are three drashos that the Gemara learns out from this. This is a topic that Rav Shechter likes to point out again and again, these three drashos. And they are that you cannot sell land of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. You cannot give a gift for no reason to a non-Jew. And in addition, you cannot show favor and put a non-Jew on a pedestal with compliments. And the Gemara goes on to say that you can give thanks to Hashem for creating such a person, but you cannot praise the Gentile themselves. And this is brought l'halacha by the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet. I'm not making it up. The Rambam writes, V'chein asur l'samper b'shivcha, and it's asur to speak in praise of a non-Jew. V'afil lomar kama na'o b'kham, say how handsome or beautiful this non-Jew is. Zebetsu raso in their image. Kal v'chomer, even more so. She samper b'shvach ma'asav, to talk about its beautiful actions. Oh, she chavev davar midivreim, or to love something they have of their words. Shne'amar, the lo sechaneim, lo yalahem, chein be'enacha. They should not have praise. They should not be held up on a pedestal in your eyes. Mipnei shegoreim lehidabek imo, because it will come to want to feel close to them. Lilmod ma'asav harayim, and to learn from their improper actions. And this is not stopped with the Rambam. It's brought by the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredein Simen Kufnan Aleph in Halacha Dalet. Asur l'saper b'shivchan, it is forbidden to praise them. Afil lomar, even to say kamana ovid kocham zebetsurasa, how handsome or beautiful this non-Jew is. Kal v'chomer, how much more so she yisavar v'shevach masav v'shechav d'var v'midvar. Essentially the same words as the Rambam. Aval mikevan b'shivcha lahodot l'kadosh baruch hu. If your intention is in fact to praise Hashem, as the Gemara says, shebara b'riya na kazu, that created such, look at Hashem who made such an amazing human being, mutter, that is allowed. You're not praising the person, you're praising Hashem. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer HaYira, you cannot praise a Nachri as well. This includes beauty or actions, as we said, and if you observe a guy doing a chesed, you should be worried that maybe that the descendants of Esav are doing chasadim, it becomes a kitrug, it becomes a prosecution against the Jewish people. and not being down the kaf sechus. But this is irrelevant when you're in front of a goyim, he says, and obviously this is all permitted for darkei shalom. We shouldn't try to cause public fights with the non-Jews. Now, how do we explain the actions of Yaakov with Esav then? That seems to be lo sechanim, he's praising Esav. So, Rav Chaim Palagi says that there's no isser of lo sechanim for Yisrael Mumar, a Jew who goes off the derech. There are some statements in Chazal that seem to indicate that Esav was like a Jew who had gone off the derech. And the Ran in Gittin, Rav Shechter brings this in Bikvei Atzon, the Ran in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches says that if there is a tzorech, a need for a Jew, there's no isser of lo sechanim, and this is side of the halacha by other poskim as well. So that is the halacha. We may not praise non-Jews. Obviously, this is going to be a bit sticky in certain areas, and also probably go against the culture we live in, which we like to praise and heap a lot of rewards and nice things about those who are, you know, in the public eye. Let's break this into different categories. Is it about all non-Jews, some non-Jews? What are we talking about? So the poskim, first of all, don't differentiate between whether it's male or female. It's all the same. One discussion, though, is whether there's a leniency regarding which type of a non-Jew. So the Tzitz Eliezer has a very important shuv about this. Many of the Maror Makomos we're going to discuss tonight come from the shuv of the Tzitz Eliezer. So he cites the Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Aleph and Simen Ches, which says that lo sechanim is only for those who actually worship Avodah Zarah. This is also the opinion of the Meiri in Avodah Zarah, who says there's no issue of lo sechanim for someone who believes in Hashem. And the Rambam also uses the expression of ovdei Avodah Zarah, those who worship Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, we can be lenient nowadays, because most non-Jews, again, we can debate Christianity, different types of Christianity, but certainly Muslims and things like that, are not necessarily worshiping Avodah Zarah. And therefore, this whole prohibition would not apply to those people. However, the Beis Yosef in Choshen Meshpat and Siman Reish Mem Tes says that Ovdei Avodah Zarah doesn't exclude Muslims. Rather, it only excludes a Ger Toshav. The only type of non-Jew who you are allowed to praise, according to the Beis Yosef, is a Ger Toshav, one who accepts upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvos Benoach, the seven Noahide laws. This is also the opinion of the Bach, the Prisha, and the Shach. The Shach and Yerodeah on this halacha says that it doesn't exclude Muslims, even though they are monotheistic, and therefore the prohibition would apply as well. And therefore it would seem to be clear that it should apply to all types of non-Jews. Now, Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about selling land in Eretz Yisrael to non-Jews when there's a monetary need. And there he says that if there's a need, you can rely on those above Rishonim who say that lo sechanim, praising a non-Jew, doesn't apply to goyim who don't worship Avodah Zarah. So, again, there's a leniency, but it's certainly not the standard opinion. Next. What about non-Jews in general versus a specific non-Jew? Can I praise a certain type of nation, a certain group, a nationality, a country? Is that allowed? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says in Daf Lamed Gimel, D'yasvei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi Shimon v'Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gavayu. They are all sitting together. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'Amar. Rabbi Yehuda got up and said, Kamenoi ma'asein shal umazu. How wonderful is the Roman government? Tiknu shvakim. They set up, you know, shuks for people to go shopping in. Tiknu gusharim, bridges. Tiknu marchatzos. They set up bathhouses. And Rabbi Yosi was shasak. Rabbi Yosi didn't say anything. He didn't respond. And Nana Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai turned to them and said, Koma shetiknu lo tiknu el tzarech atzman. Or the Romans think they built the bathhouses for you? They did it for themselves. What are you praising them for? Tiknu shvakim lehoshiv bazonos. They set up, you know, boulevards and streets so the harlots can hang out there. Merchatzos la'adim hem ba'atzman. They set up bathhouses so they could, you know, go to their own spas. Gesharim litol mehen mechas. They set up bridges so you could take taxes. But, you know, they don't care about you. So what is this to do with such a Gemara? What is the Gemara telling us here about praising a particular nation? Some rabbis are saying yes, some rabbis are saying no, some rabbis are being quiet. What's going on over here? So from this Gemara, Rav Chaim Palagi in his Shuvas Nishmas Kol Chai, which again is another major source in this discussion, in Siman Nun Hei, he says that we see that you can praise a nation of Goyim without praising an individual. Because that's what's going on, right? Rabbi Yehuda is praising the Romans, not an individual Roman, but the Romans. And this is the understanding as well of Rav Moshe Feinstein, not in his Tshuvos, but in his Dibros Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Dibros Moshe on Shabbos, on this Gemara, on page 524, he says that the Gemara of Avodah Zarah only mentions Lo Sechanim the Isser in regards to the individual non-Jew. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch never say that there was a prohibition outside of praising individuals. Individuals, you can't praise. But a nation, you can praise. And Rav Moshe understands that the above machlokas in the Gemara and Shabbos is whether there's a responsibility of a karas hatov when a non-Jew does something good, but it's not lishma, it wasn't his intentions. That question's of a karas hatov. But, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, for a nation, I can say, no, the French are great at this, the Italians are great at this, whatever it may be. However, the Vilna Gaon on that Gemara and Shabbos says that it is usher to praise a nation of non-Jews. Rather, the discussion was about whether it would be best, where is it best for the Jewish people to live? That's what they were debating. Should we live here? Should we live there? And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai felt that it was usher to praise a nation, and therefore he responded that the actions of the non-Jews are only for themselves, because Rabbi Yehuda was going on and on and on and on and praising the non-Jewish nation. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, no, not so fast. We don't praise non-Jews, even the nation. And this is cited by the Avodas HaMelech, and the Rambam, the Avodas HaMelech is Rabbi Soloveitchik's uncle. This also seems to be the understanding of the Siftei Tzadik, the Pilitzer Rav, and Parshas Veschanan as well. Now, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches describes different midos that the Tanaim liked about certain nations. So the Siftei Tzadik says that the Tanaim would never praise a nation, and therefore must be they were praising the midos tovos, the actions, but not the people themselves. And we're going to see that distinction later on. Now, how far does this go? There is a fascinating tshuva from Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Yud and Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. And he discusses whether it's proper to call food Chinese food. Is it proper to go and praise the food of a nation? I like Mexican, Italian, Chinese, you know, Thai, whatever it is you like. Is that proper? And Rav Menashe Klein feels that it is not proper to eat Chinese food, and it is not proper to use that name, because doing so is praising that nation. The purpose of Lo Sechaneim is to prevent an established connection between our hearts and minds with the non-Jews and the non-Jewish culture, and eating ethnic foods and praising the food is a violation of Lo Sechaneim on a national level. Now, I think many Jews would quite argue that there is no more Jewish food than Chinese food. But nevertheless, that's the opinion of Menashe Klein, where he takes this Gemara, this understanding of the Vilna Gaon, one step further. In addition, I saw in the Sefer HaMechonit VeHelchoseh, the laws of cars, they talk about maybe it's usher to praise, you know, a car that's made by a non-Jew. I don't know any cars that are made by Jews, so I'm not sure what the issue would be. But I don't know what the other option would be. But again, that is, in its most extreme, I think that the minhag is not like Menashe Klein. We generally do like our sushi and other types of ethnic foods, and we talk about how good it is, and that is generally the minhag in our community. Now, the last point in this particular issue is the Sefer Chassidim writes in Tavshin Memvav, and again another place, and this is cited by Rav Chaim Palagi and the Darkei Tshuva and Siman Kufman Aleph. It says that you can praise a guy if they are tzaddikim. He says, "Vasher amru al charvona zachor latov." Right? We all know the song we sing on Purim. We say, "Charvona zachor latov." Charvona, who came up with the idea that Haman should be hanged on the gallows, is remembered for good. So, isn't that praising charvona, a non-Jew? So he says, "Lafishim adam medaber b'shvach tzaddikim ben Yehudim ben Agayim k'gun oso ploni asli Yisrael osatova yomer zal." He says you can praise a non-Jew if he does something good for the Jewish people. Okay? You can say something nice about Oscar Schindler. You can say something nice about whoever it may be in response to their doing something good for the Jewish people. That is allowed to say that they are Zachor La'tov. Okay, fine. Now let's get into the issue is not the type of non-Jew, but rather the types of praise that one should have or should not have. Let's first talk about internal feelings. Can I have internal feelings of praise for a non-Jew, even if I don't express them outwardly? So here we have a machlokas as well. Rabbeinu Yon in the Shari Tshuva in Shar Gimel says that it's asur l'adam sheyomar, to say. And the Smak, Sefer Mitzvot HaKatan, also says shelo yomar as well. And the Neve Shalom and the Nishvas Kolchai, all of these poskim seem to say that it's only external. Okay? And they are leaning the other way as well, that if you speak in praise of a non-Jew, but you don't really feel it, that way you only do it as a lip service, that would also be fine as well. The Lechem Starman Masachas of Odazar Daf Yud Zayin wants to be Medayik in a Rambam, the Sefer Charedim as well, but that's definitely not the sheet of most poskim. To have an internal feeling of praise towards a non-Jew, but not to verbalize it, is probably okay according to most poskim. Now, what if I get benefit from the praise? I'm going to say something nice because it'll be good for me or good for the Jews at the end of the day. You know, an employee, a worker, it will help them work better, it'll build, you know, good culture out of the office, things like that. So, Reb Chaim Pelagi, in that tshuva in the Chaim B'yad and Siman Lamed Gimel, was asked whether Chachamim could perform a segula based on Kabbalah for a non-Jew. Could a non-Jew, could you ask the local Kabbalist in your community to do some sort of magical incantation and to do something good for a non-Jew? Doing so would be good for the Jews and would make a good impression on the Melech, on the king, and on the non-Jewish government. So he answered that it's Aser because Lo Sechanein, the issue of giving gifts, which again is another extension of this Isser. And the Chazon Ish in Yerodein Simen Samechei also says Lo Sechanim applies even if there's a benefit for the Jew, and the Bitzal Chachmer, Bitzal Stern, the Rav in Australia, has the same thing. However, I think they're in the minority. It is clear from the above Vilna Gaon that praising a guy is permissible if it's beneficial for the Jews. The Nishmas Avram, Rav Avram Steinberg, in his magnum opus on the laws of medical laws, cites Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who felt that if a Jew is to benefit from this, it would be mutter. Obviously, Rav Shlomo Zalman says each situation needs to be judged on its own. Is it going to be beneficial? Is it not going to be beneficial to praise the doctors, to praise the scientists, things like that? Now, whoever is going to come out with this, with this vaccine, we're going to want to give a karas hatov. We're going to express our thanks to whoever's going to develop it. And if that means it's going to be, good for the Jews, and we want to show a karas hatov to the non-Jewish world, so then it could be, it would be a proper thing to do. The Kleisenberg Rebbe says the same thing in Divrei Yetziv, in the Kinyan Torah B'Halacha, and the Shraga Meir, and the Tzitz Eliezer in that Shuva, and even Ramasha Klein say that if it's going to get something good for the Jews, then it is allowed. Now, for this reason, the poskim all say that we not only can, but should praise, non-Jewish employees, non-Jewish workers, because it will be good for the environment of working. It will cause a positive place and a positive atmosphere to praise them and to let them know, let others know how good a job they are doing. And the minhag is certainly to be lenient as well. In addition, we can publicly praise a politician if it's going to be good for the Jews. It has to come up with a purpose that the Jews are going to get benefit from it in some way as well. And this is the opinion of Rav Eliashiv, citing the Sefer Divrei Chachamim. But again, you shouldn't go overboard. Any more praise than you would praise a Talmud Chacham or a Baal Chesed. Meaning, and we'll just take a moment to step aside to talk about this issue in a hashkafic sense, if we're going to praise a politician to be remain nameless right now for all that they're doing, they should not get any more press time or any more time in the paper or any more time in a speech than a Jewish leader. That would make no sense. Certainly, if there's a heter here to praise, it shouldn't go above and beyond praising another Jew. That would be totally inappropriate. Sometimes we find, though, that we like to put our politicians on a pedestal and give them even more respect than other fellow Jews. But we'll save more of that to the end. The Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Sternbach and the Tshuva Hanagos both say that if you praise a non-Jew with the intention to then say that a Gadol B'Yisrael, a Jew is a great Jew is even better, then that's okay because you're using that non-Jew for the benefit of the Jewish people, and doing so makes a Kiddush Hashem. The Piskei Tshuva writes in Simen Chelek Aleph and Kuf Lamed Aleph. He cites the Sifsei Tzaddik, we said the Rebbe of Pilitz before, who is unsure whether you can praise a guy if it will lead to more Kvod Shemayim. So he says, for example, can I say, Haman was a very impressive guy. He was a really good guy. Very, very chashuv non-Jew. And even so, Hashem defeated him. Because doing so is going to show that he was great, but Hashem is even greater. He has a question about that. Let's get now probably to the most controversial and sticky issue. And that is going to be athletes. Praising athletes, which certainly is something that goes on in our community. I'm going to quote now from the work Halachically Speaking, Volume 2, which has a comment from Rav Yisrael Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Belsky said as follows. He says, many people idolize certain sports personalities and hang pictures of them on their wall, in their bedroom. Besides for being lo sichanein, this practice is degenerative. The same applies for those who walk around with pictures of sports stars on t-shirts. One is allowed to praise a certain team, since it's not the individual that he is praising. So Rebelsky is leaned over there. It is very possible that one does not transgress the issur of lo sichanein by wearing a cap or a t-shirt with the team logo on it. Nevertheless, a God-fearing person should not wear these things. And then he writes, if one is not collecting sports cards for the face on the card, but rather in order to trade them for something else, it is permitted. However, to collect them for the picture, meaning because he admires the person who is on the card, is forbidden. It is a sign of maturity when one grows out of this childish practice. That is what Rebelsky feels about this issue. And this is the recorded opinion regarding praising, collecting, putting on a pedestal, pictures, whatever it may be, of Rav Tovia Goldstein, Rav Menashe Klein, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. Now, certainly Rav Ephraim Greenblatt understood American culture and knew what was going on in the American sports scene to some extent, and he was against this practice as well. Just want to note, Rav Yitzhak Abadi, in the Or Yitzhak and Chelek Aleph and Yoredei and Simen Chav Vav, has a fascinating tshuva that we've discussed in the past about collecting sports cards. And he has a number of issues with it. It's actually a tshuva to his grandson. And he says unequivocally that collecting baseball cards is a violation of lo sichanein, because it puts them on a pedestal and it causes you to admire them and to look after their actions and to want to mimic them and to be like them and to look at them as heroes. Now, I just want to make one slight comment over here before we continue. And that is that, you know, Rav Abadi is known for his leniencies that people like to use when it comes to kashrus and Pesach and Taras HaMishpach and things like that. And he's very popular. I would just like to know if those same people who run after his leniencies also run after this chumrah as well. I would just like to know if the same people, and someone is more than welcome to let me know if I'm wrong, the same people who use all his leniencies on Pesach and kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, which he certainly is entitled to his opinion, Rabbi is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I just wonder if those people who search after those leniencies also make sure that their kids don't have baseball cards. I'd be interested to hear. Okay, next. What about the wisdom of a non-Jew? Can I praise a non-Jew like Aristotle? The Rambam in the Per Hador in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel goes on and on and on about Aristotle at length. How is that allowed? Isn't he praising a non-Jew? So what are the different suggestions to explain the Rambam? There are three possible explanations brought in the Poskim. The first is that you have to look at the context of the letter. That letter that the Rambam wrote was a letter to Rav Yehuda ibn Tibbon, who was the Rambam's official translator from Arabic to Hebrew. And he was giving him advice how to translate his works and which works to look into, to learn chachma, wisdom, philosophy, things like that. Perhaps the Rambam was telling him that this was a necessity. By praising Aristotle, he was guiding Jews to go learn from this person, this chachma, this wisdom, and to stay away from others. And maybe that was it was litzorech. It was a benefit, because by praising this particular non-Jew and their wisdom, I'm guiding you in this direction. Meaning, if I tell you, this doctor was fantastic, you know, Dr. O'Connor is amazing. So what I'm telling you is, I think you should go to Dr. O'Connor, because it's for your benefit. It's going to help you to go there and make that decision at the end of the day. That would be allowed, because it's a benefit for the Jewish community. Another explanation is brought by the Tzitz Eliezer in this very important tshuva in Chelek Tesvav, in Simen Mem Zayin. He was asked about praising. We know that Tzitz Eliezer was the posek for Shaare Tzedek Hospital and did a lot with medicine and doctors and things like that. He was asked about talking about and praising scientists and things of the like. And he says, based on Rav Chaim Palaj and Nishmas Kol Chai, that the Rambam understands that the Isser is when you praise Chachma that comes from their religion, or some Chachma, some wisdom that only they have and has no basis in Torah. This is why the Rambam writes that it's a problem with Divrei Hem. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he says Divrei Hem, their words, when you praise their wisdom. However, if the Chachma, the wisdom, comes from the Torah as well, then there's no issue praising a non-Jew who says the same thing And that's why the Gemara praises the Derech Eretz, the Midos of other nations, because their Derech Eretz matched the ideals of the Torah's proper Midos and Derech Eretz as well. And therefore the Tzitz Eliezer says, and he tells Dr. Avram, that one can praise doctors and scientists because their Chachma is Karov Ladas Shel Torah, is close to the religion of the Torah. When you praise a scientist for a medical discovery, that's in line with a Torah Hashkafa. That's in line with a Torah personality. We all want to bring cures and health and things like that to the world. And therefore, it's not separate from the Torah. It's in line with a Torah perspective to praise such wisdom. The Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Ginsburg from Cedarhurst, so he has this very interesting sefer which he asked different Gedolim questions. This is a very old sefer. So he quotes Rav Yashav saying that you can praise the Chachma of Aristotle, but not Aristotle the person. He repeats this as well. Rav Sternbach repeats this in Shuvas Van August and Chelak Dalid, who says the Isser is to praise beauty, actions, speech, but their issue is praising Chachma, but there's no issue in praising Chachma of a Goy, wisdom of a Goy. In fact, doesn't the Gemara say, Chachma Bagoyim Ta'amin? There is wisdom in the non-Jewish world. Similarly, Rav Yashav felt you could praise the music of a performer because the niggin is not the same as the person, the tune is not the person. I can say, that's a great song, because the song is not the person. Now Rav Nevensal, in his Mishnah Berurah in the end of Chelek Vav, he says you shouldn't, but Rav Yashav says that you can. So, we've covered the long and the short of this mitzvah lo sechanim. For whatever reason, it is not known. We're talking about one of the 613 mitzvos that's cited by the Rambam Lahalacha in Isser D'Oraisa. Obviously, as I said in the beginning, it's not so comfortable to talk about this because we are raised in a society where that is not so pluralistic and it doesn't seem to be politically correct. The technicalities of this halacha are perhaps less important than the message itself. The idea being that we don't look up to the non-Jewish world. We find our heroes, our role models, and our guides in the Torah world and from our fellow Jews. Now, there certainly may be room to be lenient for co-workers, employees, people we are around, on those small levels, or interpersonal levels. For certainly, we found enough room to be lenient when need be. I think the bigger issue, certainly in our community and around the world, is when Jewish people put celebrities, athletes, politicians on a pedestal and violate lo sechanim. What is the heter there? There's no need to rely on leniencies in those cases. It doesn't serve us well in any place. And therefore, we're dealing with an issur d'oraisa. We need to be careful. It's not fun to tell kids, not to look up to a sports star. It's not fun, to tell your friends at the Shabbos table, don't let's not praise this politician. It doesn't serve us any purpose, privately. It's not fun. We stand out. We look weird. But we're talking about an issur d'oraisa. We're talking about a Torah prohibition. And it certainly sensitizes us to how to think as a Jew, how to act as a Jew, and to be careful in where we turn for guidance and where we turn for inspiration. Okay. Have a good night. We'll stop here.